Since his inauguration in 2017, President Donald Trump has tried to enlist local police agencies in federal immigration enforcement. Here in Vermont, both Democratic lawmakers and the Republican governor say they don't want local cops outing migrant farm workers to immigration and customs enforcement. But as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, civil rights groups say the efforts to stop that kind of collaboration have fallen short.
Hola, mi nombre es José Luis Cordova Herrera.
José Luis Cordova Herrera has been living in Vermont for the past 2.5 years. He milks cows on a dairy farm and uses his income to pay for his kids' education back in Mexico. But as he explained to lawmakers through an interpreter last week, long hours and grueling farm work are not Cordova Herrera's main source of stress.
All the immigrant workers in Vermont are scared that they can be stopped by the police and that police will call immigration. This is the fear that we all experience.
In 2017, a Franklin County sheriff's deputy pulled over Cordova's brother and nephew for a civil traffic violation. The deputy then radioed for U.S. Border Patrol, which took the pair into custody. They were deported 6 months later. Leah Ernst is a lawyer with the Vermont chapter of the American Civil Liberties Union.
Vermont has not done nearly enough to protect the security, the safety, and the peace of mind of our immigrant communities. States and municipalities around the country have done far more.
Law enforcement officials say they've tried to address advocates' concerns. Last year, the Vermont Criminal Justice Training Council updated what's known as the Model Fair and Impartial Policing Policy, which contains protocols followed by every law enforcement agency in the state. Will Lambeck says the organization he works with, called Migrant Justice, had hoped the policy would restrict state and local police from alerting federal authorities to the presence of people who are in the country illegally. He says that didn't happen.
In the Trump era, the policy has been riddled with loopholes that allow officers to circumvent the intent of the policy, which is to end collaboration with immigration.
Richard Gauthier, head of the Vermont Criminal Justice Training Council, says the council pushed hard for language that would have restricted certain communication between local police and federal authorities. But Gauthier says the Department of Justice ruled that that language violated Federal Code 1373. That code, which has been on the books for about 20 years, says a state cannot prohibit police agencies from talking to federal authorities about immigration issues. The DOJ has actually threatened to withhold about $500,000 in federal funding from Vermont as a result of the alleged breach. So Gauthier says the council removed the offending language.
We weren't happy about it, but we felt we needed to comply with the law.
Leah Ernst with the ACLU says Vermont does not need to comply with that law. She says jurisdictions across the country are openly flouting 1373 and challenging the constitutionality of the law in the process. She says Vermont's own Attorney General, T.J. Donovan, has filed briefs in those cases supporting its overturn. Nonetheless, she says Donovan and other key officials are allowing 1373 to guide policy in Vermont.
We bent to the threat rather than stand up for our immigrant communities, our values, and our own beliefs about what best promotes effective law enforcement.
I object to the notion that we haven't gone far enough because facts matter in this business.
That's T.J. Donovan, and he says the fact is a state law passed last year requires that Vermont's fair and impartial policing policies be in compliance with Federal Code 1373. Donovan says he agrees that the fair and impartial policing policy should do more to protect immigrant communities, which is why he's supporting lawsuits against the code. But he says as long as the code and the state law are in place, the model fair and impartial policing policy goes as far as it can go.
So if we didn't live in a world without facts, I agree. But the reality is we deal with facts in this business.
Donovan will meet with members of the ACLU later this week to try to address their concerns. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.